take root in our consciousness. And the soul will slip back into the world of Maya. So with Antishkaran, Antishkaran degree of gravity bahut jana strong hai. No? Uksal pichal ukhi kibhi. No? Kyon ukhi kibhi ki ila strong pade kinya janma ke saadhe ke strong hold Antishkaran. Adi vim sangal chone na, ila da hold na ilu sunda janda. No? So spiritual hold jada na eva da janda. No? Soon we slip back into the world of Maya. If we had worked hard, aspired, yearned and cried for this grace, our soul would be prepared to receive it with extreme gratitude and need. Haan dekho, ee chiz ho nahi sakdi, jinni der tak sada man saaf na hove. No, the purified mind, you know, yearns for the grace of God. Not the polluted mind, not the dirty mind, you know, dirty mind slips back to the Maya again. The purified mind, it has the tendency to go inside, go with it, get introverted. No. So, as we go through this process of meditation, simran, and sasanga, we start yearning for the grace and we cry from within. Now, the grace that comes through sasanga, this is not because we cry for it, it just comes as a matter of grace, you know, as a matter of kripa drishti of sasanga, you know. No, just to start the people on this path, you know. No. ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਸਾਡਾ ਬਣਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਕਈ ਦੇਖੋ ਕਈਆਂ ਦੇ ਮੇਹਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਦੋ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਨੇ ਫਿਰ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਬਾਅਦ ਦੇਰ ਦੇਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੈਠੇ ਖੇਲਦੇ ਨੇ ਪਰ ਇੱਕ ਸਟੇਜ ਆ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਨਾ ਆ ਦੇਖੋ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਹਰ ਵਰਕ ਹਾਰ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਥ ਸੰਗਤ ਅਸਪਾਇਰਡ ਯਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਡ ਫਾਰ ਦਿਸ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਆਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਵੁੱਡ ਬੀ ਪ੍ਰਪੇਅਰਡ ਟੂ ਰਿਸੀਵ ਇਟ ਵਿਦ ਐਕਸਟ੍ਰੀਮ ਗ੍ਰੈਟੀਟਿਊਡ ਐਂਡ ਹਿਊਮਿਲਿਟੀ ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਮਸਟ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਵੈਕਿਊਮ ਵੀ ਮਸਟ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਯਰਨਿੰਗ ਮਸਟ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਕ੍ਰੇਵਿੰਗ ਵੀ ਮਸਟ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਲੌਂਗਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਰਿਸੀਵ ਦੈਟ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਇਫ ਦ ਯਰਨਿੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਦ ਯਰਨਿੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਦੇਅਰ And the grace comes, it does come sometimes, you know, but it cannot stay there. Right? Mm-hmm. So, for the grace to stay there, we must have a proper yearning, proper hunger for a vacuum. If our soul would be prepared to save it with extreme gratitude and humility, and the experience of divine benevolence, compassion, love, and grace would stick and take root in our cultivated soul. Huh? You know, when we are really prepared, our soul ground is prepared to see the grace, you know, the experience of divine benevolence, compassion, love, and these are the attributes of grace. No, attributes. These are the divine qualities of grace. So, compassion, love, and grace would stick and take root in our cultivated soul. It stays there, you know. Just like, you know, if we have a proper digestive system, roti stays there, food stays there, and it, you know, starts what we call, you know, our body assimilates, assimilation. Mm-hmm. And we will assimilate grace only if we feel hungry for grace, you know. And we feel only hungry for grace, you know, when our mind is purified, when our consciousness is purified. No? That means when our mind gets healthy, you know. Sick body doesn't need food. Mm-hmm. Sick mind doesn't need faith. If it comes, it doesn't stay there. And would stick and take root in our cultivated soul and prevent from slipping back into the world of illusive Maya. And it's the same thing, you know, just like, you know, a child throws up the food, you know, and he's not feeling good. So, similarly, if we have no yearning for God, we no hunger for God, you know, we can't, the grace doesn't stay there. It slips back into the world. So, but if we are really prepared, so if our, you know, if the preparation is there, we have gone through a discipline, spiritual discipline, process of spiritual discipline, so this grace will come and it will stick in our heart and soul. Slipping back to the word of listen, the following illustration will elucidate this point. Daily plays with filthy and harmful things and would not give them up in spite of mother's warning and scolding. The wise mother holds out a glittering, attractive toy to distract the baby's attention from the filthy toy. That's what happens in Sangati, you know. Mm-hmm. No? See, Guru Nanak is so graceful. We are filled, so filthy, we are dirty with the Maya, you know. There's so many vicious desires and all. When we come to Sangat, he gives us a new toy, wonderful toy. When we see that toy, you know, then we really want to get out of this filthy world, you know. It's all great, no? And see, this is really it's a pure grace of Sadhguru Nanak, which we do not deserve, right? Which we do not work for, and simply we come to Sangat and we take it. That's what is happening nowadays in Sangat, you know. People come, he gives them some mantra on the goal, he gives them a ras, and then ras takes them out of Maya, you know. Then they become sincere. Very, see, sincerity is a must. And we develop sincerity only when we get this ras, when we enjoy the bliss of God. So, see, this is beautiful. Then the wise mother holds out a glittering, attractive toy to distract the baby's attention from the filthy toy. The baby tries to reach out for the attractive toy and forget the filthy one. Similarly, when we enjoy this divine presence, or divine joy, charm, love and grace, you know, then we feel like getting out of this world, out of Maya, you know. He wants us to cry to get out of this world, you know. Even if he takes us out of this world and, you know, we don't have the preparation, we slip back. So, see, one thing. Guru Nanak never hesitates to learn his great class, but he knows that we are not prepared for that. In satsang, you know, he makes our preparation, get prepared for, you know, getting face to face with the grace of God. So, beautiful. The baby tries to reach out for the attractive toy and prepare for the filthy one. It's a substitution, right? So, then say, Jod, Avasang Todi. And as we get this grace, we enjoy the grace, automatically, you know, we feel like getting out of this world, out of Maya. We are all the children of God. In our ignorance, we play with the filthy and harmful toys of materialism of Maya. This Maya is all like playing with the filthy toys, you know. It's a poison. You know, in Bali we call it as Bic. You know, Bic, because we have been living in this Bic, you know, in this poison. That's why we don't feel it's Bic, you know. But now on the other side, if we see the higher side of this drama, you know, which is the graceful side, which is the loving side, blissful side, then automatically we feel that we have been living in the world of poison, you know. Comparison must be there, and that comparison comes when we come to Sangha. Okay. In our ignorance, we play with the filthy and harmful toys of materialism and Maya. When all preachings and exhortations fail to distract us from polluted and harmful things of Maya, Adit. See? The Guru takes pity on sincerely aspiring souls. Even though we are living in this world, we are lost in this world. If we aspire for something higher, no, we aspire for the grace of God. Guru takes pity on sincerely aspiring souls and dazzle our consciousness with the sweet effulgent grace. That's beautiful. You know, it's all a merciful Father. No, he takes pity on us, but we cannot get out of this Maya of our own. He takes us out of Maya. He gives us a beautiful try. When we look at this try, we really want to drop this Maya. You know. It drops off automatically. No? So the Guru takes pity on sincerely aspiring souls and dazzle our consciousness with the sweet effulgent grace. For a moment we forget our lower self, right? When grace comes, then we forget the lower self. Substitution is there, right? No? For a moment we forget our lower self and also the Alisya Maya. This is when we feel the presence within. This sudden glimpse of the divine realm is meant to strengthen our faith in God. See, very small point, very deep. This sudden glimpse of divine realm, you know, when we enjoy the sweet bliss within, this is sudden glimpse, is meant to strengthen our faith in God. When we enjoy the grace within, then we, at that time, we are really, we are in deep faith in God. That is the faith in God, enjoying the grace within. Enjoying the presence with them is faith in God. And if we keep on enjoying this grace, enjoying the rest within, it strengthens our faith. Strengthens our faith in God. And to prevent that, to prove that the Maya and ego has no existence in the divine realm. It's only for the moment, you know, when we enjoy the grace within, we are out of Maya. We are out of this elusive ego. But due to our deeply ingrained make consciousness, we soon forget the divine lesson and slip back into the quagmire of Maya. But due to our deeply ingrained make consciousness, it is because we have become embodiment of Maya, So that divine bliss doesn't stay eternally, you know, forever. And soon when we go back to the mighty gravity again, you know, we slip back. Soon we forget that divine lesson and slip back into the matter of Maya. This is the usual experience of most of the aspiring souls. This is what happens in the beginning, you know, when we start this journey. All the souls are the projections of divine soul, and the law of attraction of love is ingrained in the core of every soul. When the pure air of the upper atmosphere descends on the earth, it becomes impure with the impurities of earth atmosphere. This is the effect of sangati, you know. So this is the atmosphere close to the ground is polluted one. Similarly, when our consciousness descends from the divine realm to the egoistic world of Maya, the ingrained spiritual love through that diluted because of this mighty impression. It gets diluted, polluted, and depraved with our egoistic thoughts, feelings, and emotions. See, our soul is pure. Our heart of soul is pure. But when, while living in this world of full of impurities, you know, we get impure, get polluted. Our love gets diluted, you know. Polluted and depraved with our egoistic thoughts, feelings and emotions. Sangatari, the pure divine love is so infatuating, intoxicating, that our lower consciousness is absorbed in the ecstasy of blissful spiritual experiences. Pure love is so infatuating and intoxicating, and that's our true nature. So intoxicating, you don't want to lose it. No, only for our mind being so wealthy, you know, it easily gets distracted by material impressions. No, that's why, you know, we move to and fro. We come to Sangatri, we enjoy this rasa, when we go to Maya again, we slip back again, you know. No, but if we keep coming to Sangatri, keep and enjoy this rasa, you know, slowly and steadily we get, our mind is strengthened. No. Pure divine love is so infatuating and intoxicating that our lower consciousness is absorbed in the ecstasy of blissful spiritual experience. The divine love is so infatuating and intoxicating that our lower consciousness is absorbed in the ecstasy of blissful experience. The divine love is also infinite, universal and self-sacrificing. It is universal, but we have limited it because of this color of Maya. And self-absorbing, there can be no trace of ego and its vicious trails, you know. In the purity of soul, there is no trace of ego. But when our mind gets dirty, you know, then the light projecting outwards gets colored. It's vicious. On the other hand, we live in the consciousness of my world, which is the plane of duality. We are living in the world of duality, of opposite elements of love and hate, happiness and sorrow, and so on. But the world of grace is only the world of one thing, only world of love, plane of divine love, where there is no hate, plane of happiness, where there is no sorrow. This duality is essential to run the universal drama of Maya. If duality is not there, there's no drama. Right? Drama is in existence only when the duality is there, you know.